Today's Shia Mishra Bura Yomi is Simen Lamed Gimel, Sif Beis. Yesterday we dealt with if the mini batim within the Shal Rosh got tears in them and things like that, if the batim were damaged, and what is considered puzzle there that needs to be fixed. And today we're going to be dealing with what happens if the tefiros, if the stitches of the tefillin get torn. So Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch says Sif Beis im nifsiku tefiros hatfillin. If the stitches of the tefillin get cut, get sliced, get ripped, la Rambam, the Rambam im hayushtei hatfiros zu b'tzad zu. If the stitches were one next to the other, o shenifsiku shlosh tefiros, or if three of the stitches were torn, afilu zu shelo keneged zu, even if they're not next to each other, hare elu psulim, the tefillin will be considered pasul. Va'medvar amurim, when are we talking about the yeshanim, an old tefillin, aval b'chadashim, but a new tefillin, kol zman, a new tefillin, kol zman she'or moshav habatim kayam, a new tefillin, as long as the or of the moshav habatim, as long as the leather of the titora is kayam, then it will be kasher. It will be kasher. The elu hein chadashim, and what's considered chadashim? Once again, he's trying to give us a criteria of what chadashim is, and here he's going to give us a different criteria. Kol sha'ochsin miktsas or, if you hold on to a little bit of the leather, shenikra tifro, where the tear of the stitch olumbo, and you hold it up and hold up that leather from where the stitch tore, right? V'tolumbo atfilin, you hold the tefillin, v'hu chazak, and it's still strong enough, the tefillin, v'eino nifsak, and the leather does not break off, then that's going to be considered chadashim. Vim ein roi litlos bo, but if you cannot hold on to the bias by its leather where the stitch came apart, without it, elohu nifsak, without it, the leather tearing off, hare elu yushanos, that would be considered old tefillin. So what's very interesting is, if you remember from yesterday, the Shulchan Aruch had also made a distinction between chadashim and yeshanim. Once again, chadashim being kasher and yeshanim being psulim. And here again, it's the same thing. And it happens to be, if you learn the sugyas, the rishonim are pretty parallel, although it's not necessarily the simplest sugya. And once again, you have the Rama say, the yesh omrim, the bechadashim, just the opposite again in the torn, in the torn stitches. The bechadash psulim in new tefillin psulim, the tefillin will be pasul if it's new tefillin and the stitches were torn in these in this fashion. Will be yeshanim, it's going to be ksherim, and yeshanim, if the stitches are torn in this fashion, it's still going to be kasher. Okay, so the same flip that we had yesterday. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis LaHaRambam. The Shulchan Aruch had said that the Rambam had said that if you had two stitches, one next to the other, okay, and if you're dealing with old tefillin, then it's going to be pasul if you have two tefiros next to each other that are torn, ripped, etc. Mr. Bruce says, Aval Shar Poiskim, but the other Poiskim that are cholik on the Rambam, Pligi Aleh, they are cholik on the Rambam, Umekila, and they're Mekil, Bechol Gavne, no matter what, Bishtei Tefiros, if we're talking about two stitches. So even by Yeshanim, they will say kasher if it's only two stitches. However, they hold uvashlosh tefiros by three stitches, shenifsiku that tore, machmirin. They're machmir. Da'afilu tikin b'makay ma'efseik lo ma'ani. Because there, even if you fix it where it got torn, okay, these opinions, they're very machmir with regard to three tefiros, right? They're makel, that two tefiros are okay, but if three tefiros they hold, you can't even fix it in the place where it got torn, you'd have to re-sew up the whole thing. Dignayu kishanika ratikin, because it's going to be a gnai to see the fixing of these tears of the stitches in three bishloshim makomos, in three places. Bein bechadashim, whether you're dealing with new ones, or bein biyishanim, or you're dealing with old tefillin. Vitzarech lachzor v'litvor mechadash. And therefore, according to this opinion, when it comes to three stitches, you would have to go ahead and sew it from scratch. K'mosh nisbar, like we see in the tour in the Beis Yosef, at the end of Sof Siman Lamed Beis, I ain't sham, go see over there. Yud Gimel, Mishnah Berurah, Zu Shelo Keneged Zu, that by three tefiros, even if they're not right next to each other, it's going to pasul. Afilu Koachad B'tzad Acher, even if the stitches are on three different sides of the tefillin, it's still going to be a pasul. Yud Dalid, Moshav Habatim, once again, the Chadashim is considered where the Moshav Habatim is intact. And what does that mean? Mr. Brua, Hainu Atitura, that's the Titura, Kedomar Lel, like we said earlier. The Gambazeh, and here too, the Mr. Brua says, Das Ramah, the Ramah is like the same, Kimo Bahaga, like in the Ramah Lel. The Gam Habatim in the Srichim Lyos Kayamim. That here we're talking about where the Batim needs to be, not only does the Moshav Habatim have to be Kayam, but also the Batim themselves have to be Kayam. Elisha Samach Alamala. He rather relied, the Ramah did not mention that here, because he relied on what he said earlier, and not only does the Moshav Habatim, not only does the titora have to be kayam, but the batim as well, all right, on the outside, all have to be totally intact. Regarding the inside of the batim and the tears, that's what we saw yesterday and discussed yesterday at length, all the different opinions. Ayin Shom, yesterday's shir. Tes va. Last, Mr. Brura in the Ramah, he says he should be, we have to go back to the Ramah again. The Ramah had said the opposite again, that a new tefillin, that's when it's going to be possible if you have two stitches next to each other that are torn. And Yishanim is the whole ksherim, and therefore he says once again, once again, the Ramah says it is appropriate to be choshesh for both svaros, the chadashim, whether the chadashim or yishanim, if you have two tefiros next to each other torn, it will passel. So once again, v'tov lachosh l'shnei asvaros, as you should be choshesh v'asvaros, kei nerali. So what does this mean? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivka and tezvav, lachosh, v'tzon alomar, lahachmir machmazeh l'chachila b'shtem. You should be machmir, right, in both of these, and therefore, whether chadashim or yishanim, you should be machmir in terms of the tefiros. We have two stitches that are torn next to each other. Or, for sure, when you have three tefiros in three different places, you should be machmir, whether chadashim or yishanim. Ach, the makam she'i afshar, he says, in a place where it's impossible to sew tefillin acherim, you can't find other tefillin, and you have these stitches torn. And you can't go ahead, you don't know how, you can't go ahead and re-stitch, you have no time to go ahead and re-stitch the tefillin. Yesh l'smoch ala tefillin, you could be somech on the mekilin, bepsikas hatfiros, when it comes to the tearings of the stitches, bein b'chadashois u bein b'yishanois, whether you're dealing with new ones or old ones, you can rely on the mekilin, and therefore uvein b'shtei tefiros uvein b'shalosh, and this will not make a difference in terms of being soimech, whether you're dealing with two tefiros or three tefiros, you should put on the tefillin. However, he says, ach b'shalosh, when it comes to three tefiros, yizayer shelo yivarech aleihem. You should be careful not to make a bracha on the three tefiros that are torn, but only on the two tefiros. If two tefiros are torn, then you would be able to be makel if you have no other option. The reason why two is better than three, as we saw earlier in the Mishnah Berura, because most poskim are cholik on the Rambam and hold that two tefiros are not a problem. Bein b'chadoshos, bein b'yishanos. It's not a problem. It's only the Rambam who held that two tefiros were a problem with yishanos according to the Shulchan Aruch and yishanos according to the Ramah. So that's why with two tefiros you'd be able to actually b'di'eved put it on without a bracha if two tefiros were torn. But three tefiros being torn, you would not be able to, you'd only put it on without a bracha, relying on the mekilin in either scenario, right? You have a mekel in the Shulchan Aruch by Yishanais, and you have a mekel, according to the Shulchan Aruch by Chadashais, and you have a mekel in the Ramah by Yishanais. But he still would not be able to make a bracha, because both the Rambam and the other poskim, three tefiros is a problem, and we have a shaila as to whether Chadashos or Yishanais will be the ones that will be okay. Now we move on to the next sif, and this next sif is a new halacha. It's talking about the ritzuos. Up until now we were talking about the tikkun on the bottom of the tefillin, whether we're talking about the actual bias or the tefiros of the bias. But now we're going to talk all about the halachas of the ritzuos, which we haven't discussed yet. The ora ritzuos, the leather of the ritzuos, tzarech shiyeh me'or behema chaya v'of hatahorim. The leather of the ritzuos have to be me'or shiyeh me'or behema chaya v'of tahorim. They have to be from the leather of a behema, a domesticated animal, a chaya, or of an oaf, that are tahor, that are of a kosher species. Look at the Mishnah Berura. Hatahorim, Sifkat and Tezayin, Hatahorim. Delo huchshor lemelecha shamayim, ela tahor bilvad. For melecha shamayim, so just fill in, the only thing that's kosher is tahora. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. So therefore, if it's from a non-kosher species, the leather, it won't be good. Continuing on in the Mishnah, in the Shulchan Aruch, v'tzarech shiyeh me'ubad l'shma. And it requires that you have ibud l'shma, the leather for the ritzuos, need also to be processed l'shma. Mishnah Berurah Yedzayin, v'tzarech, kol hai tzarech, all these tzarech, li'ikuvahu. This means it's li'ikuva, afilu b'di'eved, even b'di'eved, if there is, it's not just a mitzvah, but if there's no ibud l'shma on the ritzuos, it will not be kasher tefillin. Mishnah Berura yudches l'shma, it has to be l'shma. Afilu Rambam, the mekel b'batim, even the Rambam who is mekel by the batim, k'vavu el b'simon lamed bey siv lamed zayin. We had the sheet of the Rambam earlier in Simon Lamed Beis that you do not require Ibud L'shma of the Batim. Moda Hacha, he's Moda, he agrees here. But Tam Lezen, the reason for this, Ayin B'Levush U'Magen Avram. Check out the Levush of the Magen Avram for the reason. V'Hashchara, Tzarech, and the darkening, the making it black, the Ritzuos, Tzarech Gamkein Shiyeh L'shma, also requires L'shma. V'Imlo Idon L'shma, and if the ritzuos were not processed l'shma, eino moil, won't help, afil im yashchirein, achakach l'shma. It won't help to go ahead and blacken them afterwards l'shma, and hope that just the blackening of the ritzuos l'shma will make the ritzuos kosher if there was no ibud l'shma. That's the tshuvas dvar Shmuel, simen zayin tezvav ayin sham. Uvitshuvas ber esek, however, the tshuvas ber esek, kasav da'ashchara l'shma ma'ani. He held that if you go ahead and you blacken it l'shma, it will help the ritzuos, even if the ritzuos themselves, the leather itself of the ritzua, was not there was no ibud l'shma of the ritzua, the ashchara will when you blacken a lishma, that will help it and make it kosher. However, I aim b'tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger dehiskin medina kadvar Shmuel. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger paskin like the Dvar Shmuel that blackening a lishma will not kosher a ritzua that had no ibud lishma, and v'hirish ala mekilim b'zeh, and he made noise about those that were mekel and just allowed for a blackening of the ritzua lishma without an ibud of the ritzua lishma. Now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Ritzuos, bein me'or, bein miklaf. Whether you're dealing with ritzua, it is going to be okay, whether it's done from the or, the full skin, or bein miklaf. If you remember, a klaf is where you slice the or into two, and the upper part facing the hair is what's called the klaf. That will also be kosher. So you can use the or, the full or the sliced or, and that will be kosher. And halacha l'Moshe miSinai, shehi ritzuos shechayros. And as halacha l'Moshe miSinai, the ritzuos have to be black. They have to be black in order to be kosher. Where do they have to be black? Mibachutz. Turn the page, mibachutz. It has to be black on the outside. Aval mitzad pnim. But on the inside, yaseh me'ezet seva sheyirtze. But on the inside of the ritzua, not on the outside of the ritzua, it could be any color that you want. It can be no color. It could be any color you want. Chutz me'adom. Except for red. Shema yomro, shemidam chatatav nitzbu'u ve'edimu. Then maybe it got red from scratching your skin, your flesh, and it got red from blood, and that would not be kavod for the ritzuos of the tefillin. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan yutes shechoros. They have to be black, the ritzuos. Ayin the baruch shamar the mashma midvarav. It's mashma from the baruch shamar. The mitzvah la'ashchiron, you have to blacken it, ad sheyu shchoros ka'orev, till it becomes black like a raven. V'da, and you should know, the nisyashnu, if it gets old, v'nismach mein ha'shachros, and the blackness deteriorates, tzorech la'ashchiron mechadash, you have to blacken it anew. U'kid le'el b'simen lamed be'sif lamed tes, like we saw there. U'v'makayim hiduk ha'kesher, and in the place where you tie the knot, matzui ma'od l'smaich ha'shachris, it is very prevalent. The blackness becomes, dulled and lightened and not black, and therefore yesh l'zareh b'zeh ma'od. You have to be very careful with this because, as we said, blackness is going to be, it's halacha l'Moshe miSinai, and it's ma'akev on the tefillin, b'di'evet. Mi bechutz, Mr. Brua Chaf, mi bechutz, the tzad ha-seyar, shehu makom ha-chalak. The part that has to be blackened is the outer part of the skin, which is where the hair is. That's the smooth part of the leather of the ritzua. And that's also the part that goes on the outside, that faces outside, it faces the people. Faces you, not facing your body, faces in the outside, that's the part that has to be black. However, if you blacken the inner part of the ritzua, lo mahani, that will not help at all. Okay, and therefore if the inside of your ritzua, the part that is closer to the flesh of the animal, as well as closer to your flesh, the part that comes onto your flesh is black, that will not help, and you have to go ahead and blacken it. You'd have to go in and blacken it on the outside. And check out the beralacha. And finally, Mishnah Brura Chaf Aleph. You can do the inside, right? The inside of the ritzua, any color you want. And if you want to color it, but you don't have to go ahead and color it any color. The Afla Rambam, even according to the Rambam, Tzarech Lachshiran, who says you have to blacken it mibifnim, inside, kemosha batim, like the batim heim shcharim are black, Ain anu noagim ka Rambam b'zeh. We are not noag like the Rambam that you have to blacken the inside of the Ritzuah, only the outside. Kimavor b'Beis Yosef, Darchei Moshe. Like we see in the Beis Yosef and the Darchei Moshe. Ad kan.